And it is now 5 minutes past 9 o'clock. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Juke, spinning blues and soul music for you here on WCMU Public Radio for the last 35 years. Thanks for being there for at least a part of that ride. This is about the time of the show I give you my email address. Email's the best way to reach me. I know you're out there, but I love it when you take the time to confirm that you're out there. You don't have to write me a long email unless you want to. Two sentences. I just want to know your first name and what city, town, state, province, country you are listening from. I've already heard from Oregon and Washington tonight. I also heard from Virginia and Ontario, as well as all over the state of Michigan. So here's my email address, robert.barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, at cmich.edu. That's robert.barclay at cmich.edu. And thanks for taking the time. And don't forget to tell me what town you're listening from. Just curious. I love to know. Well, here's a funny thing. And both of these came in by via email. I heard from John in Kuwaitin, who wanted me to play some tunes by a singer that used to be with a band from England, Savoy Brown. I played a few tunes by Savoy Brown from their new CD a few weeks ago. Now, I think I said it Savoy Brown, or I could have said it Savoy Brown, like the Savoy Ballroom or the Savoy Ballroom of the 1930s in Harlem. And I had somebody email me correcting me. I honestly can't even remember if it's, he said it was Savoy Brown, accent on the first syllable. Now, their former singer in the group between 1967 and 70 was a man whose last name is Youlden. And I asked John in Kuwaitin, how does he pronounce that? Because I only know his name from reading it in a book and in a magazine and on CD covers, album covers. And one listener, John, said it's Youlden. Now another listener from Midland this time, Kelly, said, no, it's Youlden. So whatever it is, I'm going to turn to two tracks from his 1995 CD, Second Sight. And here he is on a tune titled Don't Lead Me On.
You don't give affection, no, but you take it now. Don't leave me home, don't leave me home. If you know right and wrong, don't leave me home.
No, 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 don't you do it.
You won't.
You know I'm sick and tired of the way you do. When I get the chance, I'm walking you. Had enough of hanging time. Something tells me, Mom, I'm a blue. Nothing but goodness and fancy free. And when you got the chance, you're out of me. Running wild, I'm a reckless child. What a shame. You see, I'm so in love, I just can't help myself. But when I stop to think you're bad for my health, had enough of playing rough. I should have put you back on the shelf. Caught in the quicksand, left all at sea. But did you stop to think who's holding the key? Running wild like a dangerous child. What a shame.
By request of John up in Kuwaitin, we just heard singer from England. It's either Chris Yulden or Yolden. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I've had two different pronunciation guides, and they gave me those two ways of saying it. That was his Second Sight CD from 1995 on the Roof record label. And we just heard a tune titled That'll Get It, and we open up with Don't Lead Me On. Robert Barclay here at the Juke Joint. It is now just about 9:20, and I'm going to do a little tribute here to a man who worked as a one-man band back in the 1980s. His name was Sterling McGee. He died recently at the age of 84. He performed as a solo act on the streets of Harlem, on 125th Street, as a matter of fact, just a block down from the world-famous Apollo Theater, where he drew crowds of onlookers and fans. He played electric guitar, he sang, He stomped out a rhythm with a pair of hi-hat cymbals, and on top of those hi-hat cymbals, he had a tambourine on each one. So that was all part of his sound. He had a Moses-like beard, and he was highly engaging to the people walking up and down the street. Well, in 1990, a young white harp player named Adam Gusso happened upon Sterling McGee, who called himself Mr. Satan, and he said, "You know, I play a little bit of blues harp. Could I sit in for a couple of numbers?" And he said, "Sure, let's do it." And they became a duo as a result. They recorded 3 CDs under the name Satan and Adam. This one is from their first one in 1991, Harlem Blues. I'll play 2 tracks from this, and I'll play 2 more tunes by them a little later in the broadcast. Let's open up with I Want You.
Thank you. never do you wrong. I never do you wrong. I get everything I want. I want you to know right now, baby, darling, it don't take me too long. What I want, Lord, I want you. I wanna make you my woman. And a thing you can do, not a thing you can do. I get everything I want.
mistake about it. I'm always glad to see you. I'm always glad to see you. Because of you, groovy.
That was a duo who billed themselves as Satan and Adam from their new CD, or not from their 1991 CD, Harlem Blues. Harlem is where they worked, on the streets. And Satan's real name was Sterling McGee. He died recently at the age of 84. I'll tell you a little more about them later in the show, and I'll spin two more tracks from them. We opened up with I Want You, and we concluded with Groovy People. Well, I heard from Kathy in Petoskey. She said she's out walking the dog and listening to the show. She goes, how about a dog walking blues tune? Well, I can think of a few. And I also received a photo, two photos actually, of John and John, two Johns in Kuwaitin. And one has the latest 35th anniversary Juke Joint t-shirt that just came out recently. Designed by Lee Perriard, our director of graphic design here at WCMU Public Media. And John, the other John, is wearing the previous edition of the Juke Joint t-shirt from a few years ago. I appreciate them taking the time to tune in the show and drop me a line with a couple of photos of them wearing their shirts. I also heard from Roger in Bass Lake, Ontario. It's Thanksgiving there, and he said he loved Johnny Nicholas, who I opened the broadcast with tonight. Robin and John are listening online from Eugene, Oregon. Kelly in St. John's said she retired recently, and she says, boy, this retirement thing is working. No pun intended. I like it. Retirement is working. I get it. Mike in Central Lake loved the pre-war blues I featured last week, the Georgia and Carolina pre-war blues. George in Petoskey is out under the stars tonight, under the Milky Way, and he said it's a beautiful night, and he's got his radio tuned to the Juke Joint. I also heard from Chad, who also goes by Jason, who gave me a pronunciation guide for Savoy Brown. He gave me a live recording, apparently, in which they say the name of the band, so I will check it out and see if I've got it. And finally, I heard from Dave in the headwaters of the Tittabawassee River. He's got a fire in his wood stove. He's got his big red dog snoring softly by the fire. And he's got some homemade chili going on with sourdough bread with the Juke Joint on the radio. Those are the kind of notes I love to get. I just love to know where you are listening and that you are listening. Well, this next one is a request that came in from Cousin Rich in Burton. Burton is just outside of Flint, and he is a big fan of Tom Hambridge. I think it's pronounced Hambridge. There's Cambridge, Massachusetts, but I don't think it rhymes with Cambridge, but it might. I think it's Tom Hambridge. He is a prolific drummer and a songwriter. Tom Hambridge, a two-time Grammy-winning producer, songwriter, and drummer, who won awards for his critically acclaimed Buddy Guy albums. He's the drummer in Buddy Guy's band, and he won two Grammy Awards. He's also won numerous Blues Music Awards from the voters in the Blues Foundation, and he's worked with a ton of artists, and including B.B. King, Van Morrison, Gary Clark Jr., Eric Clapton, Keith Richards, Jeff Beck, Kid Rock, Billy Gibbons, and numerous others. He's 59 years old. He's originally from Buffalo, New York. And Cousin Rich said, can you play a couple of tunes from his NOLA Sessions release that have Sonny Landreth playing slide guitar? So here is Tom Hambridge from the NOLA Sessions release from 2018. And we're going to open with something called Whiskey Ghost.
And I start to scream. Thank you.
Oh,
with Sonny Landreth on the slide guitar. That was Tom Hambridge on vocals and drums by request of Cousin Rich in Burton. And we concluded that with a tune titled This End of the Road. And we opened up with Whiskey Ghost. Now I'm going to return to another new CD I debuted for you recently. This is from guitarist Ronnie Earle with his band The Broadcasters. They are blues veterans for decades, and they have recorded and performed and toured with a wide variety of artists as their backing band. Ronnie doesn't sing. He lets his guitar do the singing for him, but when he wants a vocalist on his recordings, he often uses Diane Blue. And here she is with Ronnie Earle and The Broadcasters, and this is an old Fenton Robinson tune titled You Don't Know What Love Is.
Here's something by Fenton Robinson. It's on our latest album. The Luckiest Man, which was nominated for a Blues Music Award. Thank you.
job. Austin's okay, but the town's just so doggone hard. You go ahead, boy.
Ronnie Earle and the Broadcasters on an old Eddie Taylor tune, Big Town Playboy. And this had Diane Blue on the vocal work, Ronnie Earle, of course, on guitar. From his new CD titled Rise Up, Ronnie Earle and the Broadcasters. And we opened up with their rendition of a Fenton Robinson tune, You Don't Know What Love Is. Diane Blue, again, on the vocals. Taking us to the top of the hour, I want to spin something by Leadbelly, Hootie Leadbetter, born in Mooringsport, Louisiana, not far from Shreveport, back in 1888. He was a folk musician, true folk musician. He also sang gospel and blues. There have been several biographies and movies made about him, and he died in 1949 at the age of 61. Here he is on one of his most famous tunes that's been recorded by a ton of artists over the years. He's got the Golden Gate Quartet in the studio with him for the Victor label in 1940. Leadbelly on the Midnight Special.
Yonder come a Miss Rosie, how in the world do you know? Well, I know about April. And the dress she wore, Amarillo on the shore. the paper in her hand. Well, I'm going and ask the governor. He's trying to lose her, my man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heaven of light on me. When you get up in the morning, when that big bell rings, marching to the table would be the same damn thing. Knife and fork are on the table. There's nothing in my pain. Never said a thing about it. Have no trouble with the main. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Let the midnight special shine a ever loving light on me.
Well, I went to the nation and the territory. Well, I thought about a girl I love, lived in Mexico. Let the midnight
special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever loving light on me.
You ever go to Houston? Boy, you better walk right. And you better not squabble, and you better not fight. Bass and Bronco will arrest you. Hayden and Boone will take you down. You get to bet your bottom dollar, and a tangerine rebound.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heaven of a light on me.
Well, jumping little Judy, she was a mighty fine girl. Well, Judy brought jumping to this whole round world. Well, she brought it in the morning, just a wide full day. She brought me the news that my wife was dead. That started me to grieving and hollering and crying. I begin to worry about a great long time.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.